You're listening to WMIE Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name we cast out demons? And in your name we did many mighty works?" And then I will confess to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." That's what Jesus Christ is going to say to a group of people on a certain or particular day, of people that thought their names were in the book of life, and they never were. Shocking statement, as so much of the Sermon on the Mount has been shocking. I mean, think about shocking. You think when he said to them, "Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will in no case or by no means enter into the kingdom." And these guys were perfect on the outside. God help us, we need help. We can't get into heaven on our own. Thank God he gives us the help. We can get in Jesus' name. On his back, he will open the door. He says, "I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved." That's where we're at here today. This is the last part of this message. I invite you out to Island Community Church tonight, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We're in Romans chapter 1, another famous text for the righteousness of God. Or actually, is for the, how does that go again now? The wrath of God has been revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. That's where we're at. Romans chapter 1. Love to see you tonight, 6 o'clock. We'll be back again on the radio tomorrow and Friday with our ongoing series in 1 Timothy. But now here's the last part of this message. Do I know you?
Jesus continues now in Matthew. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? We cast out demons in your name. We've done many wonders in your name." Notice these are things that church people do and not people down here at Bennigan's or some other bar. More specific, charismatic Christians and Pentecostals. Methodists don't go around doing this. You don't see Presbyterians running down the street chasing demons either. Prophesying, casting out demons. When was the last time you saw a Methodist cast out demons? Huh? Never. Performing miracles. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Didn't we not cast out demons in your name? Didn't we do many signs and wonders in your name?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." Jesus said, "I never knew you." Meaning, these people didn't have a relationship with Jesus. They never had one. Like perhaps some of you. Maybe you were raised in the church. Maybe your parents were raised in the church. You assume that since your parents were Christians or since that you were raised in the church, that makes you a Christian. That no more makes you a Christian than sleeping in your garage makes you a car. You can't inherit being a Christian. You need to personally admit and confess and profess and believe for you to be a Christian. Admit you're a sinner and that you can't make it on your own. You need to admit that you need help. You need to admit that you need help. You need to confess. That's number two. Jesus said, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father and his angels in heaven. Number three, you need to profess. That is, get up here in baptism and profess that Jesus Christ is Lord and he's your Lord. I encourage you, come on back here. We just did it with Fran and Maggie a couple weeks ago. Come on back here, we'll fill it up with water. And you get up here and say, Jesus Christ is Lord and he's my Lord. And then he won't say to you, I never knew you. He'll call you by name. He'll call you by name and believe. Well, profess and believe. That is, you gotta have faith. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Now let's move on and cover the last section here of chapter 7. Let me say this, church. These words are words you do not want to hear from the Son of God. And that is, I never knew you. You don't want him to say that to you. I never knew you. I encourage you. Make sure you've done all the steps that I just outlined. If you have not, see me after the service and we'll make it right, okay? See me after the service. We'll make it right before you go home. We'll make sure, I guarantee you, we'll make sure that God knows your name before you walk out those doors. If you're uncertain that he knows your name, you come talk to me and we'll be certain that he knows your name. Verse 24 starts with the word therefore. That is, since hearing without doing won't get you anywhere except thrown out of the kingdom. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the wind blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall because it was founded on the rock. When your faith and your eternal life is secure in Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter which storms come your way because your faith is founded on the rock. Amen? Psalm 40, it says, he brought me out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon the rock. Hallelujah. Do I got some witnesses in here today? Hasn't he pulled you out of the miry clay, out of the quicksand, and set your feet upon the rock? You're not going down anymore when you're standing on the rock, when you are embedded on the rock. Hallelujah. Paul says that rock was Christ. Build your house, that is, raise your family, live your life embedded in the rock of Jesus Christ. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them is like a fool who built his house on the sand. You know, I watch these shows on DIY all the time. It seems like it's so much harder to build on rock than it is on level sand. Any fool can build on sand, but it's really hard to build on rock. But when you do and build it on the rock, nothing can knock it down. You're invincible when you build on the rock. Any old wind will knock you down if you're built on the sand. The rains descended, the floods came, the wind blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And then Jesus said, great was its fall. And that's the trials in life. Poverty, the death of a loved one, adversity, having no relationship with the rock. And then you fall. And Jesus says, great is its fall. Being established on the rock, it doesn't mean you're not going to have troubles or trials. James says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. Jesus said, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. John 15:14. Now, so it was. When Jesus had ended these sayings, this is verse 28, Matthew 7:28. When Jesus ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his teachings. After being in this for 3 months, Sermon on the Mount, I bet. We've been astounded every week here looking at this. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not like the scribes. And that is the end of the Sermon on the Mount. So we got some questions to answer this morning. Number one, is your house, that is your house, like Joshua said, as for me and my, we will serve the Lord. It's not just your building, it's your house, your family. Is your house built upon the rock or on sand? Is it built on the rock? That is, you hear Jesus' words and you do them. The house built on the solid rock are those that hear Jesus' words and do them. And remember, he said his burden is light. What's the greatest command that he gives you? By this all men will know you're my disciples, that you love one another. Are you able to do that? He doesn't ask you to come up with the last digit of pi. He asks you to love people. Number two, does Jesus know you? Or will it be like the demon? One day, you read in the book of Acts, some guy came up, some priest, he says, I cast out demons by that Jesus guy over there with a beard that Paul talks about. And the demon answered him. And the demon said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who in tarnation are you? Is he going to say that to you or not? Does Jesus know who you are? I said, we'll make that right before you walk out these doors today where he's going to know your name. All those who confess me before men, him, I will confess, and that is by name. He'll confess you by name as being one of mine. And Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they're mine. And he said, no one can snatch them out of my hand. That's what he said. Does Jesus know you? And he will know you if you do what he says. And his first words found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 15, is repent and believe in the gospel. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound?